This is JIS News. Coming up, new police post opens in Irwin St. James, energy efficiency program bringing big savings for public sector entities, and Cabinet approves contract for repairs to the Harbour Street Craft Market in Montego Bay, St. James. Details after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we said.
To that.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Now the news. Residents of Irwin in St. James can now feel a greater sense of security following the opening of a $12 million police post in the community. The post is located in the Meadows of Irwin, a private housing development with approximately 800 housing solutions being provided by West Indies home contractors Wicon. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the police post, which was funded by Wicon, is a symbol of effective public-private partnership and will be instrumental in combating security challenges in the area.
This really signals a powerful contribution, an important symbol from a private sector developer that Jamaica's security and crime prevention, more specifically, is everybody's business.
The facility can accommodate up to 14 police personnel. The government's Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP, is already reaping positive results, with a number of entities reporting significant reduction in energy costs. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says under the program, $654,000 was invested in solar control film application at the Civil Aviation Authority, resulting in energy consumption being reduced by 25,605 kilowatt hours after 10 months. This represents cost savings of just over $3 million.
At the National Housing Trust, some $1.1 million was invested again in solar control film application. After 1 year, the consumption was reduced by 87,000 kilowatt hours, representing a cost savings of $3.5 million and a simple payback of 4 months.
The Spanish Town Police Station and Development Bank of Jamaica have also seen a reduction in energy consumption as a result of the program. The energy minister was addressing the launch of the education component of the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program Wednesday. Meanwhile, the $3 million public education campaign to be undertaken in partnership with the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, will promote energy conservation and efficiency initiatives, as well as highlight success stories. Chief Executive Officer JIS, Donna Marie Rowe, says the initiative will see the development and dissemination of public education materials for radio, print, and television.
We will be asked to print some of the print collateral material, the posters, the flyers, as well as the stickers that will be issued to the public sector. We will also be assisting them with meetings across the public sector. For radio, we'll be airing the public service announcements. We'll be airing the radio features and dramas. And we'll be doing stories of our own to showcase the work and the progress of the program.
The $20 million U.S. dollar Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program is jointly funded by the government and the Inter-American Development Bank. It was launched in 2012 and aims to make the public sector a model for how energy is to be used in Jamaica. And Cabinet has approved a $44 million contract for repairs to the Harbour Street Craft Market in Montego Bay, St. James. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the funding is being provided by the Tourism Product Development Company, while the Urban Development Corporation will operate as project managers.
Under this contract, repairs will be done to the roof, and there will be installation of new roof sheeting, general repairs, and painting.
Senator Faulkner was speaking Wednesday during a Jamaica House press briefing. The work, scheduled to begin at the end of February, will last for 4 months. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.